StarTrek.org.
Yeah.
Yep.
Play on Star Trek.
We just got that info too, I think yesterday. We'll be adding that to our public service announcements here soon. So that is Dr. Daniel Larkin with the University of Minnesota and Aquatic Invasive Species Research Center. Learn more this Thursday at itascawaters.org. You can register for their Practical Water Wisdom webinar. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We receive support from Lakeland PBS, offering 24/7 PBS Kids programming and PBS Kids video app, educational resources for teachers, parents, and more at lptv.org. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Time now for Headwaters with Kari Headland.
I wish I'd met you when I was 17, before I seen the things that I've seen, before I learned love behind the screen. I think we could have had a good time. Follow each girl to the end of the world. You know I never look down. But now I'm up above with the feeling of the love. I got my arms around you. With the weight of the band on my left hand, you know it keeps me on the ground. Baby, I got the feeling. You got the feeling. Don't you know what I mean?
I wish I'd met you when I
Wearing thin. Sometimes it bothers me Black dog and the wandering boy don't ever do any harm. They make no messes and they make no noise. They're no cause for alarm. Kinda got used to them being around the place. I don't care what mama don't allow. I'm gonna miss them if they ever go away. They're such a part of me now.
Is Birthday Boy Beck. He turns 55 today from the album Güero, and that was out in 2009 and is very much the era for me where I had that CD in my little Honda Civic when I was living in Minneapolis, and I listened to it a lot. That was Black Tambourine. Also, fun fact, one of my claim to fames, at least in my mind, is that I saw Beck on that tour and got to go up on stage and play the tambourine. Have you ever had an experience like that? I'd love to hear about your musical highlight, maybe, or musical moment where you sort of like, that was it. Text 218-326-1234. James McMurtry, before that, that is brand new music from him. The new album is called The Black Dog and the Wandering Boy. It's a great release. Really glad to hear from James McMurtry and Adrian Quesada in there with No Juego. That was our album of the week last week. You can find a write-up at our website, kaxe.org, if you'd like more information on Bolero Psicodelicos Part 2. And Lake Street Dive kicked that set off with 17. Lake Street Dive is going to be in our area coming up very shortly. It'll be on Tuesday, July 15th. They're playing at Bayfront Festival Musical, Bayfront Festival Park in Duluth next Tuesday. It should be a great show. They're actually also going to be at Winnipeg Folk Festival, which is happening this weekend. The music team will be attending that, and I'm going to be doing a little bit of a roundup of artists that I'm looking forward to seeing this weekend. And if you are going, text, let me know. 218-326-1234. It is the beginning, or we're in the midst of festival season right now. And just a reminder that KAXE's Grand Rapids River Fest is coming up, and it sort of end caps the festival season on Saturday, September 6th. We've got Courtney Barnett, Margot Price, Alan Sparhawk, and Jeremy Albino. It's a great day of music and community along the river, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. Get your tickets today, GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. I'm Kari Hedlund, and you are listening to Headwaters, your source for great music here on KAXE weekdays at 9 a.m. Support for KAXE comes from Katie Floral, located on 4th and Minnesota, downtown Bemidji, offering floral arrangements for all occasions, indoor plants, curated gifts, and space to express your creative side. KatieFloral.com on Facebook and Instagram. And support comes from Thrive Up North, sharing the stories of a welcoming community of people who've chosen to make Itasca County their new home. Promoting all the area has to offer, including natural amenities and jobs and healthcare, manufacturing, and more, offering an incentive package to help you with your move to the area. Learn more at ThriveUpNorth.com. Second Harvest Northland has a public meeting today at 1 o'clock at the Grand Rapids Food Shelf to share information about the recent changes. The organization says it hopes to provide clarity and have conversations with community members. That is today at 1 o'clock. Programming is also supported in part by the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, reminding you that speeders will pay a price, maybe the ultimate price. Please slow down. Extra speed patrols now on Minnesota roads. Here is the Freedom Affair with The Water.
Well, don't have no water. I can't pay the rent. Well, don't have no water. I can't pay the rent. Damn near 80 hours. Oh, the money's already spent. Poison in my water. Got no food to eat. Poison in my water. Got no food to eat. Pick fruit to feed you. Oh, I sure do hope it's sweet. From extrication to segregation, your subjugation over generation causes indignation, a violation. Ain't no revelation, we need reparation. Poison in my water. Can't drink it, I can't drink it, no. You tell me this is freedom, oh, I don't believe it, I don't believe it, no, no, no. We'll be right back.
devotion to segregation. Your subjugation over generations causes indignation, a violation, and a revelation. We need
wanted me. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah.
Carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, it's gravy, man.
Listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
For upcoming album out later this month, Crown of Roses. That is Patty Griffin with the first single, Back at the Start. Can't wait for that record. Steve Lacy in there with Bad Habit. That's a song that played quite a bit last weekend with my family and got both my kids into that song. That is Steve Lacy of the Internet, not just of the Internet, the band, the Internet. And the Freedom Affair started us off with The Water. This is Headwaters on KAXE, your source for great music. I'm Kari Headland. Thanks for listening this morning. Thanks for supporting independent radio KAXE. We would not be here without our member support, and we want to thank you for being a member. You can always find out about membership at KAXE.org. We'd also like to thank the 19th Annual Lake Bemidji Dragon Boat Festival for their support of programming, a summer tradition on the shores of Lake Bemidji, July 30th through August 2nd. Team registration deadline is July 15th. More information available at bemidjidragonboat.com. And we want to thank Long Lake Conservation Center and Palisade for their support, an environmental school dedicated to inspiring an appreciation of nature through phenology and hands-on outdoor experiences designed to foster a lifelong stewardship of the planet. More information at longlakecc.org. There is, we're kind of in the thick of some really great live music going on this summer. I'll touch on a couple different things. Next Friday, coming up a little bit down the road on the 18th, In Memoriam, a concert at the Loss of the Trees will be at the Beltrami County Courthouse stage in Bemidji, featuring regional musicians and spoken word artists sharing their art with the community to grieve the loss of so many old growth trees due to the recent storm. That'll be at 7 o'clock. It's free, open to everyone. And they are recommending that you bring a chair. Also that weekend, the 18th and 19th, it's the Nevis Muskie Days Festival. This year on the lineup is Annie Humphrey, David Huckfeldt, Roots Within, Charlie Parr, Salty Dog, Kitschy Boogie, and more. And then way down the road on the 23rd of August, Steve Earle is playing at the Northern Lights Casino in Walker. And let us know if you have other live music to share. Again, that is just a very brief snippet of some music down the road. But if you have other shows that we don't have on our list, text us 218-326-1234. Support for KAXE comes from Frame Up in downtown Grand Rapids, committed to displaying treasured goods for over 40 years, offering prints, posters, and beyond. More at frameup.com. Coming up in just a bit, we have our daily slice of green cheese. But first, we are going to take a listen to our album of the week, which is called Preacher Kids by Robert Randolph. It's his first solo album recorded without the family band. And according to Randolph, everyone involved in the creation of this record is a preacher's kid, a PK, which I am also one myself. His previous recording, he recorded with Beyonce on her Cowboy Carter album. And that is what inspired him to go solo. This album very much ties in the, of course, gospel and church upbringing and blues to a very rock and roll recording. Right now we are going to hear Sinner by Robert Randolph off Preacher Kids, our album of the week. Find the write-up at KAXE.org. We'll be right back.
de la madrugada. Dame claridad y tranquilidad, lucero de la mañana. Dame luz y dame calma, Virgen de la madrugada. Dame claridad y tranquilidad, lucero de la mañana. Dame luz y dame calma, Virgen de la madrugada.
2001. Oh, Courtney, you didn't even know how right you were. That is Ray Street, Courtney Barnett. Things Take Time, Take Time is the name of that album from 2021. And that is your Riverfest headliner. Come see Courtney Barnett coming from Australia to Grand Rapids, Minnesota on the banks of the Mississippi alongside Nashville artist Margot Price. We've got Toronto and Jeremy Albino and Duluthian Alan Sparhawk all in the lineup. Get your tickets at GrandRapidsRiverFest.com. Chancha Villa Circuito before that with Elalo and Robert Randolph started that off with Sinner. That's off our album of the week, Preacher Kids. You can find the write-up at KAXE.org. And you can also let us know what you think of the album of the week anytime or really anything that you are hearing. Text us 218-326-1234. Also on our website, you can find some information about detours this summer. We also have our latest events up north for all things happening this weekend and lots of really great nature content and your local news here from our KAXE news team, all at KAXE.org, made possible with your support. Thank you so much for your support of membership. You can find out about that anytime or donate a vehicle or boat to KAXE. That all helps us out incredibly. Go to KAXE.org. There is going on this week, the Aiken County Fair starts tomorrow, July 9th through the 12th. Find a schedule of events and more information at aikenfair.com. And a reminder that the Second Harvest Northland is hosting a public meeting today at 1 o'clock at the Grand Rapids Food Shelf to share information about the recent changes. The organization says it hopes to provide clarity and have conversations with community members. And on Thursday, it's Big Truck Day at the Virginia Public Library from 10:30 to noon. See big machines and the vehicles that help keep our community safe. Fifth Avenue will be blocked off in front of the library for this event. Up next, you know what it's time for. It's time for a slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with a correct answer, and we'll send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you've won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls. Give someone else a chance to win. Here is today's question. On this day in 2000, Venus Williams won her first Wimbledon tennis tournament. How many Wimbledon singles titles has she won? The question, if you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again. On this day in 2000, Venus Williams won her first Wimbledon tennis tournament. How many Wimbledon singles titles has she won? You get extra credit if you know how many doubles tournaments she's won as well in Wimbledon. Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. And while we wait, we're going to hear a new one from Camp off their latest record, Copper Changes Color.
I've got when I get to know you, honey, and all of your lovely mistakes.
Don't have a winner yet for the slice of green cheese. We've had a couple guesses. On this day in 2000, Venus Williams won her first Wimbledon tennis tournament. How many Wimbledon singles titles has she won? Little guess. We've heard one and we've heard eight. It's somewhere in between there. Call 218-326-1234.